Area motorists grimly face the closure of the Louisville Avenue Bridge this summer. Comprehensive maintenance is scheduled for 2 4-week periods, beginning June 1st and again on July 10th. With the discussion about the impending detour for many drivers is State Department of Transportation spokesperson Susan Stafford. Susan, thank you for your time and thank you for sharing on this topic of interest here in our area.
Well, thanks for having me.
We've seen work that's been going on with the Louisville Avenue Bridge. What has brought about the call for the closure of these 2 4-week periods?
Well, what we're going to be doing is actually replacing the bearings in the bridge, and that will begin June 1st. Work has been divided up into phases. In 2007, we began phase one of the rehab of the bridge. And, you know, that included rehabbing the electrical system, the structural steel repairs, resealing the concrete portion of the bridge decks. And then again in 2010, we began phase two.
Talking about replacing the bearings, are we talking about something being comprehensive, or is this just time-consuming and only applies to a portion of the bridge? What are we looking at there?
It is time-consuming, and so it will be, it's going to take about 4 weeks to replace the bearing on the eastbound side, and then 4 weeks to replace that bearing on the westbound side of the bridge. They can only do one side of the bridge at a time, so mm-hmm. that first 4 weeks will be, you know, dedicated to one. Then they'll reopen the bridge, move everything over to the other side, and then they'll work on the bearings on the other side of the bridge.
What's some of the wear that we see in the bearings that causes something like this over time?
You know, that bridge was originally opened in 1936, so these are the original bearings that were installed. And there's just a lot of, have a lot of wear over time, and so they just need to be replaced.
Now, is this going to cause, Susan, a complete closure? Are we talking 7 days a week? Are we talking 5 days a week? What are we looking at there?
It will be a 7-day, 24-hour, or seven days a week, 24 hours a day bridge closure.
As far as alternative routes, I'm sure people are looking at the Interbridge, also I-20 as well, I take it at this point.
Right. We're going to encourage traffic to utilize I-20 as our detour route. You know, we will be utilizing those message boards and trying to keep people abreast of what's going on with this project. We will have a public meeting Monday, April 29th, from 5:30 to 7, and that's going to be at the West Monroe Convention Center. And that'll give people the opportunity to come and talk to our engineers, our traffic engineers as well, and just to learn a little bit more about the closure. And they also will have the opportunity to sign up to receive emails and updates about the project as well.
The time frame, everything's pretty secured within these 2 4-week period. If we were pushed back because of the weather, what kind of plans are in place there as far as having to extend that time, or do you plan for another period of time?
We would have to extend that time frame if there were any delays.
As far as the closure goes, does this apply to pedestrian traffic as well?
I believe it will actually keep the pedestrian traffic off the bridge as well.
Great replacement. Has all of that already been taken care of that we've seen in some of the work going on with the Louisville Bridge?
Yes. All the work is done, and this is really just the last piece of the bridge rehab. And so once this is completed, that bridge will be completed.
Susan Stafford with the Department of Transportation and Development sharing on the closure of the Louisville Bridge and, of course, those community meetings coming up on Monday the 29th. You can find out more about that. Susan, hey, thank you for your insight and your time.
Hey, thank you.